Hi, I'm Rob Tepper, and you're about to listen to episode 4 of The Afterlife Adventures of Tom and Albert, a comedic radio play podcast about two guys that died, and instead of going to heaven or hell, were sent to a purgatorial 9-to-5. You can listen to all the episodes on iTunes, as well as on our website, tomandalbert.com. Our Twitter handle is @TomandAlbert. Also, a side note, this podcast is independently produced by myself and Ryan Reese. And although we have episodes 5 through 25 ready to produce, we're actively seeking sponsors and listener support. So please, visit our website, click on the donate button, and help us get these to you, the listener.
So we left off with my guys headed to their second assignment in Los Angeles. And this time, well, they ended up in a pretty disgusting men's bathroom in Alhambra. But waiting for them was an unlikely familiar face.
You?
Well, I'll be damned.
Hey, guys.
It was Karina from the office building.
So you must be the special assignment.
I guess. I'm supposed to tag along. On-the-job training sort of thing. The name's Karina.
Listen up, newbie.
Karina.
The two of us never got a ride along before we got stuck on this beat.
No, we did not.
And if you're tagging along, there's one rule you have to follow.
Actually, I have a whole book of rules, Albert. Same as you, I think.
This one's not in the book.
Well, then, by all means.
You cannot interfere with how we work. We've developed a very concise method of operation, and I don't want you getting in the way.
Understood.
And no questions until we get back to headquarters. No, how do you do that? Or what just happened? Got it?
Got it.
Not you. I'll deal with you in a minute.
I promise under no circumstances will I interfere with your guys' operation.
And?
No questions till we get back to headquarters.
Nice.
And you? What's the matter with you?
Huh?
I mean, is there something physically wrong with you? Are you feeling ill? Did you get hit in the head or something?
Sorry, I don't follow.
Do you guys need a moment?
We're getting railed back in the chief's office, and you can't say one word in our defense. It's like you don't even care that we got sent back down.
I specifically remember you telling me to shut up twice in there.
We were done. Finished. Over. I was finally gonna see Nina. Thank you very much for not giving a flying fuck that we're back down here for who knows how long.
God.
What?
God knows. If he exists and he actually is paying attention.
I'm doing my very best not to stab you right now.
Wouldn't hurt. I'm dead. Remember?
Shit.
Okay, this is when they started hearing some weird grunting noises coming from one of the bathroom stalls.
Should we be doing something about that?
Hand me the phone.
What about you and the rules?
Screw the rules. Hand me the phone. Here we go.
Did someone just die in there?
Yep.
No questions, darling.
Right, sorry. So what happens next?
You guessed it. Fabric flew through the air. Brushes were dipped in white paint. Scissors could be heard slicing through bubble wrap, which was attached to double-sided tape. And then Tom stood there, dressed head to toe as the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Huge headpiece and all.
Perfect!
Are you sure about this?
Yes. This is some of my best work yet. Let's just get this done and get out of here.
So you're not mad anymore?
The job's more important.
That's big of you, Albert.
You just watch and learn. Tommy, go knock on the stall.
Busy. Are you deaf? I said it's occupied.
Sir, I think you're about to realize that some unforeseen occurrences have transpired and you're dead.
Holy!
You got it.
I'll be damned. I choked on a little old marshmallow. You tasty bastards finally did me in, didn't you?
Marshmallow?
Ah, right. That's when the stall door swung open and the big guy stood toe to toe with Tom.
You!
Wait, no, I'm not really a...
The big guy threw a devastating punch straight to the Stay Puffed headpiece, knocking it completely backwards, took Tom to the ground, and threw punch after punch to his gut. The sound of bubble wrap popping could be heard with every blow.
You did this! It's your fault!
Ooh. Get away, Mark.
Did you have to be so goddamn delicious?
Watch the language, man.
I was young!
Sorta.
I was handsome!
Oh.
I was in prime shape!
See, now that's just a lie.
Boop him! Albert, boop him!
Albert pulled the big guy off Tom and had his forefinger raised to the booping position.
99, big guy!
But he grabbed Albert's forearm before he could make contact.
I'm gonna kill you.
A little late for that. Tommy, I could use a little help here.
Is this the concise method of operation you spoke of?
Apologize.
What?
Say you're sorry.
You really should.
Are you kidding me? Oh, fine. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, get him off. Get him off. Get him off.
Boop.
Oh.
I got it. I got it. Get him in.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. I always wondered what it would be like to come back as a punching bag.
So, was this a typical day on the job? Or... I'm guessing no.
Here we go.
Right, we had brought them back to headquarters. And by this point, Albert was pissed.
This is ridiculous!
Is he okay?
He'll be fine. If you need something, don't be afraid to ask, okay? Hey, Al, wait a sec.
What's up, Tommy?
I'm headed down for a bit. I'll meet you back here in an hour.
Yeah, cool.
Do me a favor, before you go in there, breathe.
Oh, I'm breathing, all right.
All right, buddy, I'll see you later.
I need to see the chief.
And I need a night out with some rock and roll, baby. Doesn't mean it's gonna happen. Sign your name, get in line.
Esther, it's me, Albert.
Oh, fine. Don't sign your name. Maybe you'll go in, and maybe you won't.
Yeah, I'll give it here.
So, are we just gonna wait here, or what?
Okay, so I guess this is why we're really here, where it all technically started. When Tom left headquarters that day, he went to see his sister Jean, still alive, at the elementary school where she teaches. And Albert followed him.
Hey, buddy.
Holy shit. You scared the fuck out of me.
What you doing?
Where's Karina?
The newbie?
Yeah, what happened up there?
Are we playing questions right now?
No.
Okay. I put her on paperwork. That looks great. Wow. Your little sister looks good up there teaching. Good in a healthy way, I mean. You know, good like she takes care of herself. Like she does yoga. Forget it.
She's growing up so fast.
Yeah, they do that.
I want to talk to her.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I was making sure you weren't getting into any trouble.
No trouble.
Okay. I'll leave you to it then. No surprises, okay?
Okay.
Good. I'll see you back at headquarters, buddy.
Hey, Albert.
What's up?
Thanks, man.
You got it.
And that's when Tom pulled a very troublesome piece of paper from his pocket.
How to interact with the living. Step one.
Yeah.
You've just listened to episode 4 of The Afterlife Adventures of Tom and Albert, produced by myself and Ryan Reese. This episode's actors in order of appearance are Sal Romeo, Bert Rotundo, myself, Jessica Blair, Frank Ross, and Susanna Hillard. Our theme music is composed by the talented Brooks Ball. I'm sure you've noticed that we've been asking listeners to visit our website and donate so that we can continue to provide you with more episodes. I know asking for money can be, well, annoying, but if you're interested in helping, please visit tomandalbert.com. Click on the donate button so that we can keep bringing you more adventures of Tom and Albert. If you've been following along, I'm sure you've noticed that things are about to get rough for our two heroes, and although we have the entire first season written, that's episodes 5 through 25. We're asking for your support to help us in bringing them to you. Again, our Twitter handle is @TomAndAlbert. Please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We're having a great time putting these episodes together, and we'd love to continue to do so. Oh yeah, one last thing, I promise. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, we'd love to hear from you. Just email info@TomAndAlbert.com, and we'll get right back to you. Thanks again.